This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After a dip in April, there's news just now that sales at Chrysler went up 11% in May. Sales of Ram pickup trucks are up 22% from a year earlier. Also, the average vehicle age is about 11 years, so a lot of Americans are snapping up cars. This helps car companies, their employees, and investors. But as Gigi Duban reports, the deals may not be as sweet for consumers.
Just a few years ago, car manufacturers churned out way more cars than they could sell. So they practically gave them away, with deals like thousands of dollars in cash rebates and 0% financing. Now?
Over the past, say, 12, 18, maybe even as much as 24 months, they've been scaling back on incentives.
That's George Magliano, an economist with IHS Automotive. He says that's because car companies are matching production a lot more closely to demand. So now car makers aren't falling over themselves to give buyers deep discounts. Jim Kane is sales communications manager at GM.
GM used to be the biggest. We used to spend the most money in the entire industry on incentives. You know, we're a lot more disciplined than that.
Kane says incentives to buy are still out there. But until production outpaces demand again, they're going to be a lot harder to find. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.